Welcome to It Matters with Kelly Cords. It's a fun Friday early for us. I'm chatting with Tim Lammers today for our movie reviews because we don't want you to miss out on this holiday weekend. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, thanks for being here early this week. I know that we've got stuff coming out before Thanksgiving you wanted to tell us about.
Indeed, the Thanksgiving holiday weekend is a long one. We all need a break, and I'm telling you, starting Wednesday night, you have to see The Fablemans. Steven Spielberg's semi-autobiographical account of his youth. You get to see all the things that inspired him to become a filmmaker. You get to see his family life. You get to see all these things that shape his career. And there are moments where you're watching, and it's like he's a Boy Scout in one deal, where it feels like, okay, I have a feeling that this sort of inspired the beginning of the third Indiana Jones film, you know?
Wow.
It feels like, you know, there are little touchstones of his life that you see in these films. There was strife between his parents, played by Paul Dano and Michelle Williams, and Spielberg is played by, I shouldn't say Spielberg, Stanley Fableman is the name of the character.
Okay.
Played by two different actors, and the youngest one is Mateo Francis DeFord. Terrific young actor. And another one, his name is Gabriel LaBelle. And, you know, it's amazing where Spielberg finds these kids. But semi-autobiographical look at his career, he didn't want to make it look like, you know, he was a narcissist and named the character Steven Spielberg, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh.
But a lot of the events that happen in this film really did happen in real life. It is so amazing. I mean, after I screened it, I went to look at Hollywood versus History, and pretty much, you know how films take dramatic liberty sometimes?
Yeah.
This one actually didn't. You know, there were some things that were embellished a little bit. So, you know, I kind of compare the film to the movie Belfast last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was directed by Kenneth Branagh. He based it on his childhood in Belfast, but again, he saw it through the eyes of a fictional character he named Buddy.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so you know, he tells the story, but he sets it up in a way that, you know, these are fictional characters, but it's semi-autobiographical. There's another movie called Super 8 about these young filmmakers. J.J. Abrams did it, and this is more of like a adventure monster movie, but it really has a lot to do with these young filmmakers and how they were inspired using their Super 8 movie cameras. Much in the way Steven Spielberg, you know, that's how he filmed all his early stuff on Super 8 film.
Oh.
So it's really nostalgic in that regard, you know. So you're getting scenes in the 60s and 70s, etc. It's not quite 70s, probably more 50s and 60s.
Okay, yeah.
Because this is about his youth. So yeah, it is such of a great movie. I was so excited seeing it. You know, going in, just because I knew Spielberg was doing it, I didn't have any idea of how terrific of a movie it was going to be.
When you're talking about this, I'm talking about complete opposites of what we just reviewed a few weeks ago, being Weird Al Yankovic's Story, which is completely, I mean, some of it's true, but mostly embellished. Like halfway through, you're like, oh, okay, now we're getting a little out there. But then at the end, he tied it all back together with, I don't know. It was like, what were his roommates, his actual band members? You know, he's got pictures of the guys that look just like the guys in the movie. It's kind of, you don't know what's going on at the time. But
well, the
one,
whole deal with that, and I would still recommend that film. You can stream it for free on Roku, which is, you can get a streaming app. It's called Roku. It's free. You can see that movie. But the great part about that movie, it's a parody of a guy who wrote parodies.
Yeah, which is so funny.
And this one is, you know, it really is a truthful account.
Yeah.
In a semi-fictional way, because again, he's renaming these characters.
Now, in this movie, is it a lot of,
so good.
I mean, you know, he's very much, you know, the special effects guy, right? So is there a lot of special effects in this movie or no?
Well, not really. I mean, in the way that you saw how he created special effects in very resourceful ways when he was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
You know?
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So, you know, they would mix up some sort of concoction when he was filming horror movies, you know, featuring his sisters, and there was blood, but it was fake blood. So no, the practical effects, you know, which again, it's just a fascinating thing to see to see really how this guy's, you know, life inspired this wonderful career. And it was, again, it's not always happy stuff. I mean, there was a lot of tragedy involved. You know, the strife that was going on between his parents, the anti-Semitism he faced in school. Mm-hmm. But again, because he is such of a genius filmmaker, you know, you really do see a way that he came up to combat that anti-Semitism that it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But it makes complete sense the way he goes about it. You will never suspect how he does it.
So
he just looks at, you know, so to speak, looks at life through a different lens.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to see these really creative minds and, you know, the backstories of what went into these ideas to make these films. But, oh, it's just, I think it's easily one of the best movies of the year, if
wow.
not the best movie. It's going to be a hard one to beat.
Wow.
Over the next couple months, as the next 6 weeks or so, or 5 weeks, when the other movies come out.
So when I'm watching this movie, is it one that you can get involved with because you don't necessarily know all the actors and actresses, so you can get just embellished in the story and just dig in the story?
Well, I mean, you are going to recognize a lot of people.
Okay.
I mean, Michelle Williams and Paul Dano might be completely household names, but Michelle Williams has been nominated for 5 Oscars. Paul Dano was recently in the Batman movie as the Riddler, and he's been in a ton of things. You got people like Judd Hirsch, of course, who was in Taxi back in the 70s, still a terrific actor, and he's got a role in this. And then, of course, you have Seth Rogen in it, in a very pivotal role.
Really?
The ones you won't recognize are these young actors, Mateo Francis DeFord and Gabriel LaBelle. I suspect people are going to know them and want to employ them after seeing this movie, because they are just, it's unbelievable.
Hmm.
It really is unbelievable. And Mateo's big scenes as the young Stanley Fableman, it recounts the first film that Spielberg saw that kind of lit that spark.
And
the way he tried to recreate it through his mom and dad's Super 8 movie camera.
I just can't wait to see this.
I really hope that it gets the audience that it deserves. You know, again, you mentioned the thing with the stars. Yeah, it's not a Tom Cruise movie. You know, it's not a marquee deal where people are going to look at it and say, well, I got to see it because it's a Paul Dano movie. I love Paul Dano, but I know Paul Dano because I've been reporting on movies all my life. You know,
mm-hmm.
same with Michelle Williams. You know, but once you get in there, you're going to say, oh, my God, these people are perfect. Everybody is perfect in the film.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's fun to hear you talk about this because we've had some duds. But now that I think it's the holiday season, they're digging out all the nonstop, we can't wait to let these out in the theaters type of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this is, how long is this movie? You know, sometimes they're like super long. Is this one an average length?
You know, I should have mentioned that. But here's the thing. The fact that I didn't mention that it was 2.5 hours long, you know, generally I'll mention it earlier because it's too long.
Yeah.
Well, this one isn't too long. The 2.5 hours slides right by.
I love that.
And one more thing to tease things, and the final scene sets it all up for you. One of the best final shots of a movie that I've seen in a long, long time.
Okay, that is good to
know. Again, it just works in. It is so incredibly clever the way that he works that final shot into the movie. So it's got a lot of great things going for it, Kelly. I hope I'm not overhyping it for you.
Well, I don't think that you are. You never really overhype anything, especially when it's something like this good. You seem really calm. And that tells me that you really are definitely saying, I am not kidding, this is a movie you must see. So it's in theaters and streaming, or no?
Just theaters. And the other thing is, look, it's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
How often do you go wrong with a Steven Spielberg film? No, you never go wrong with a Steven Spielberg film.
No, you really don't.
You don't. And so, you know, when it's a story about his life, essentially, there is so much passion in there. I mean, you just can't help but get caught up in it.
I wonder,
with a full house, everybody's the same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody just loved it.
I wonder how long he's been working on this. I mean, obviously his whole entire life. But when he finally decided, like, hey, I'm going to make this picture someday, I wonder if he's been thinking about it for a long time.
You know, I really don't know. I mean, now that I've seen the film, I will look into it. I mean, as I've mentioned before, I mean, I avoid trailers generally. I don't look up anything about a film until afterwards. So I look forward to reading about this and seeing at what point did they decide, him and Tony Kushner, who wrote the screenplay with him, at what point did they decide that now is a good time to do this?
Yeah.
So that would be fascinating. But again, I'm glad he's sharing the story now because
exactly.
He just continues to amaze 45 years after, you know, his first film over. I think he came out with something before Jaws, but Jaws was the one that hit it big in the mid-70s. So, yeah, I mean, he's been waiting a long time to tell this story. But look, he's got a whole life of experiences now, and he's all the better of a filmmaker now. You know, he keeps getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
So would this have been as good a movie 10, 15 years ago? Who knows? I'm just glad that we're finally seeing it.
I'm excited. Well, Tim, thank you so much for telling us about it. It's called The Fableman, right? The Fablemans or The Fableman?
The Fablemans, yes.
Got it.
The name of his family, The Fablemans, yes.
All right. Tim Lammers, thank you so much. It's being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. We'll be back.